You know the football. It is what it is. It is what it is.
Thierry Emery goes for goal and finishes off the PSG victory.
C'est lancé. Nuno Mendes va vite. Nuno Mendes passe devant Cuadrado. Le tir. Oh, il est beau celui-là. Le but de Nuno Mendes.
J'espère qu'il y a Mbappé. La reprise pied gauche de Santalé. Le doublé.
Hello and welcome to PSG Review, also known as the show trying to keep abreast of all the going-ons. And I have to be honest with you here, struggling to do so because life comes at you fast, and it seems that as soon as I record and release an episode, some bombshell bit of news that changes everything comes out of the blue. Well, not from out of blue exactly, but if there was one thing that we felt fairly certain this summer, it was that Kylian Mbappe is a PSG player, who knows, even captain come August. But as soon as I got the episode out yesterday, this whole conversation was reintroduced, and now everything is up in the air. This is PSG Review, and my name is Mikko, and this episode is more of a continuation of the previous one, which I recorded yesterday, Monday, and that one has more general transfer conversation. So if you haven't yet had the opportunity to listen to it, by all means, go and check it out, since today I'm talking about one thing only. Only one person, one deal. Monday evening, the reports were widespread. Kylian Mbappe had apparently sent a letter to PSG that he will not activate his last optional season in his current contract, which would have been not this season we are now looking forward to, but the one after that. And that would, of course, mean that should he continue with us for the 2023-2024 season, he would leave the club as a free transfer 1 year from now. The whole situation is quite interesting and complicated in many ways because these types of leaks are also often used to renegotiate, to apply power, which Mbappe has done before, and he, of course, has the right to do so. But you kind of wish that whatever is happening would have been happening internally, at least a little bit further, because one detail about this seems to be that as surprised as I was to hear about this, so was the club. We can't entirely rule out the possibility that this isn't that deep and that it's business as usual, or that Mbappe is doing what he can to ensure that this summer the transfers need to be on point and no more mistakes are allowed. It's possible, but it's also possible that he himself and his people have made a bit of a miscalculation here, as the fact that this thing has leaked hasn't reportedly been well received by the club, especially as some suggest that the club would have heard this from journalists even before receiving the letter, as it has been mentioned. And this, by the way, isn't an arrangement that in any way requires a letter. It's simple yes or no question to the optional year, but I guess you can write it down as well. No rules against that. But the letter also could be, you know, seen as a little bit of exaggeration. Let me stress, at this point, it's impossible to know what will happen, and Mbappe has surprised everyone before, so nothing I say in this episode in any way is cast in stone, but I also wanted to talk about it all just to reflect what is and what might be happening. The talk on the street is that this notification wasn't pleasing to the club, who don't want him to leave for free, and it's either an extension or sale, and in the absence of extension, the sale is on the cards. All this news came very suddenly, so they will undoubtedly live, develop, and possibly even change entirely, so no need to jump into any conclusions, but some observations of what we're dealing with. What are the factors, and what does this mean to us? Just over 1 year ago, it was widely reported that Mbappe is without any doubts going to Real Madrid as free transfer, as his contract then was running out in Paris and PSG had gambled on that already the summer before. Well, that summer before was a bit sketchy, to be honest with you. Yes, technically Real Madrid had made an offer reportedly for 200 million euros, but that offer came very close to the deadline day, making it impossible to replace him strategically, and you can put quite a big doubts on how sincere it was because of that. But of course, if PSG had been more forthcoming earlier that summer, which they had no motive to be, something could have happened by then. But it didn't, and Mbappe entered the last year of his previous contract with Paris with the common understanding by most being that Florentino Perez would snatch him to Madrid for free the summer after. That would have been last summer. The Real fans were clothing and even saluting him during the Champions League match, and even Fabrizio Romano was talking about it as pretty much done deal until Mbappe, quite surprisingly, extended with Paris. That extension was a bit over-advertised, though. It was all about Kylian Mbappe 2025. But in real terms, instead of three actual seasons, it was two seasons plus one optional one. That was clarified only later, and now it is this optional season that Mbappe reportedly has no intention to activate. These are the news. The conversation around this extension at the time was all about money and power. And it's very clear that Mbappe was given a huge salary with big incentives and additional bonuses for staying as long as possible. And since it was PSG news, that was certainly not underreported, because people like to connect us only to money. It's a popular narrative that is all that we are, while Manchester City's Champions League victory was somehow separate from their investments, or as if Real Madrid itself would have been financially struggling operation which simply needed to start the European Super League in order to financially survive. That of course isn't how it is, and I'm not suggesting that money didn't play a key role, but at the same time, Kylian could have gotten generational wealth wherever he would have gone. I mean, Perez wasn't trying to offer the compensation in hugs, high fives and candy floss either, but that's a separate matter, because what people like to forget is that Mbappe has been having two missions that have been meaningful to him, and one of them is his image rights. This is something that he has not only struggled with in club football, but also in the national team, as he has been wanting to reimagine and recreate what being a superstar athlete could mean in this new modern era in terms of owning your own image rights and your own image, essentially. And that PSG has been able to be flexible enough with, even if some complications have been on the way, but those arguably have also been a bit of a storm in the teacup also. So now it's his challenge to get the deals, not just in terms of money, but his rights also. And another thing, of course, is his desire to play for France next summer in the Paris Olympics, which will take place from late July 2024 to August 11th. I mean, the football segment of it might end before the last day of the whole event, but whatever the specific match days are, this will take over the preseason entirely. So he will have to negotiate that with someone else, whereas Paris, begrudgingly or not, had made it possible for him to participate in this huge event in his hometown, perhaps the biggest in sport. Not so much in football, of course, but the Olympics are still Olympics. So those two things, the image rights and Olympics, my estimation is that those were also huge factors on top of the money, which of course played its part, and it seems pretty evident that Mbappe has also been heard with other club decisions, or at the very least considered, but the power that he was set to yield might have also been grossly exaggerated. I think so. I'm not saying he had none, but it always sounded more like an excuse by those who were left bitter by his choice to continue with us at the time. It's been widely reported since forever that Real Madrid had been Mbappe's childhood dream, and it may still is his dream. I don't know. He grew up idolizing Cristiano Ronaldo, even visited Madrid as a young child to see what the fuss is all about, but the family saw it to be better for him to stay in France, in his own culture, in his own language, and all those things, because the future, of course, at the time, you know, it wasn't certain. I mean, there was no guarantees that he will become the player that we know now him to be. The family, of course, is a key part in Mbappe's career anyway. They are very close, not always in full agreement, but things are being talked about there. But even a little bit over 1 year ago, when this whole conversation was being had, there was never any other club that was really mentioned as a possibility. Now, of course, these are the news as they have come in so far, and there's since been talk that he's been offered to Real Madrid to buy, but also that it would be anybody but Real, that the PSG could sell him to anyone but them. I don't know. I think that's kind of one of those things that sounds very unreliable. So where he will go interests me mainly as far as the deal goes. What are the terms and conditions of it to our club? the moment, should it now indeed soon arrive that he won't play with our shirt on, I genuinely don't care where he plays. That's his business then and not mine. And if he wants to follow his childhood dream to go to the team holding on to these Super League ambitions to become possibly the poster guy for its inevitable resurrection to play on the stadium that is named after Franco's shoulder in a league that is marred by its racist stadium culture currently, then so be it. That's also a choice that is available to him, and PSG isn't perfect. Of course not, but just because some clubs may have more history than us, it doesn't necessarily always automatically make it unproblematic history to be proud of in any way. But let me not be petty. I'm just mentioning these things because they are true, but this deal is a key factor to PSG because we are in this massive junction in terms of our project where a lot of players have been changing. A lot of money has already been released from the salaries, and it is of utmost importance to replace these players cleverly. Because big players, when they are leaving, they will always leave a hole in the team, and it's not easy to replace them. If this thing will actually now happen, I don't know if it will, I'm not saying that it will, but if it will now happen next season, PSG would not have two of last season's top scorers for the club, and that is taking away 45 goals from the total of 89 goals scored in Ligue 1. That is more than half of the goals the whole club scored during the domestic league campaign, so I can't stress this enough, the replacements need to be good. PSG struggled when Zlatan left, even if Cavani had an amazing season and scored a lot, but not many else did. Even Real Madrid was struggling to replace Cristiano Ronaldo. You can't take these things for granted. At the same time, this allows us to reimagine the whole operation. If the biggest salaries are taken away, you don't have to replace these players by getting one player instead of them. Of course you don't, but you can get a good couple of them and make sure the tactics work and also that they will press and track back. This would be a chance for PSG to create a squad that will sacrifice itself more thoroughly. If we lose the two guys who have scored so many goals, of course, there's no question about it, but who have had little interest in supporting the rest of the team or adapting to matches where we aren't as dominant. They become quite isolated quite easily as they've been sort of walking there beyond the halfway line. Admittedly, on top of this being a step back in sheer quality in the squad, it's also a knock on the ambition to make it a team more French if our only French international player leaves. I mean, Kimpembe will have to battle to regain his spot among some great defenders in the national team, but this also provides an opportunity for a fresh start. What we need are players who want to play for the team. We can't beg these guys to be here no matter how exceptional they would be. And Kylian Mbappe is exceptional. There's no question about that. I don't know how he views this competition people talk about between him and Haaland. I think these things are nonsense. That's my opinion about it. But perhaps he's feeling the pressure on his back. And if that should be the case, then this should be his solution that he has in his mind. Then, well, we need to find great players who are willing to play for us, who want to play for us, who dream about playing for us. Like I said, use this moment to create a balanced team with players who are willing to follow the overall strategy and move as a team, never move alone. I welcome you all to the Terror Dome. It's a new time ahead of us if this all happens. But even if it doesn't, coherence, clarity, sacrifice, passion. These are the things that we need. I wanted to record this episode as a fresh reaction to these news that have come out, my initial thoughts, and no doubt this might end up being a big topic until it isn't, so we follow it up, and a lot of other stuff is also happening in the club. But like said, I released an episode moments before this news yesterday, so if you haven't yet had time to listen to it, you can do that for more transfer talk and other news observations and analysis. That is all. Thanks for listening. More as things unfold. This is PSG Review. My name is Mikko and take care now. We will be okay. There was PSG before Mbappe, and should he indeed find his way out of our club, there will definitely be PSG after him. Peace.